coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is a special edition of Trot Radio, Top 10 Moments in Canadian Harness Racing. Hi everyone, I'm Norm Borg, and in this year-end review, we stick to what matters. No political stories, no politicians, just racing. The best racing moments for Canadian horses and their connections. And we start with what the sport is all about, speed. From the time this breed was formed, it's always been about speed, and no three-year-old, indeed no other pacer of any age, displayed more of it than Canadian-owned, trained, and driven Panther Hanover. That's our number 10 story. August 4th, the Meadowlands, and another Canadian. Track announcer Ken Workington picks up the call.
Watch the three quarters. World record 1:18.2. Unbelievable. Hurricane King Cole sets sail for home. Panther Hanover is up to challenge. Sylvain Filion urging him on. Hurricane King Cole on the outside. Here comes Panther Hanover. But Hurricane King Cole still has more. Hurricane King Cole. Panther Hanover on the outside. Then rolling like a big shot, an ideal champ. Hurricane King Cole. Panther Hanover. What a lunge. He's got him. Panther Hanover. 1:47.25.
Owned by James Carr of Hamilton and trained by James Friday Dean of Doonbeg fame, Panther Hanover, the son of Rock and Roll Hanover, won 6 of his 10 starts in 2012, bankrolling a total of $346,012 this past year. There were some real superstars north of the 49th parallel this year, but amazing record holders can come from more humble surroundings. Our number 9 story shows that beyond the glare of the spotlight and all the blankets and bouquets, there are special workaday horses doing extraordinary things, such as a pacing mare by the name of CMR Maybe Loaded. This entry-level claimer has quietly gone about her business, mostly at Rideau Carlton Raceway, and in the process, she's gone on to hold the record for most wins by a standardbred in North America in 2012.
CMR Maybe Loaded, on her way to make it 23 victories on the year. CMR Maybe Loaded, there she is, North America's winningest standardbred.
In a testament to the endurance of our breed, CMR Maybe Loaded has raced a total of 240 times in her career, winning 57. At number 8, another record, 2 actually, for the amazing trotter Mr. Herbie, who not only became a millionaire with his win this year in the Maple Leaf Trot, he also earned a top speed badge.
Picking up the cover, 3rd out 5th comes Mr. Herbie now, then it's Tall Cotton 6th. They went by 3 quarters, 1:22.3, a track record for 3 quarters at Mohawk for the trotters, and on the lead is Chapter 7, rushing up 4 wide on the far outside comes Mr. Herbie, as Jameson cuts him loose, and here comes Mr. Herbie. Herbie's rolling, Chapter 7's gonna have to dig in. Mr. Herbie on the outside comes to him now, Chapter 7 gives way, Mr. Herbie's got him collared, and it's Mr. Herbie to poke ahead in front for Jameson, throws the shillelagh, Mr. Herbie to win this one. It was Mr. Herbie in 1:50.4, a stakes, track, and Canadian record.
That clock stopping 1:50.4 shaved 2/5 of a second off the Canadian record for age trotters. Mr. Herbie also recorded victories in the Glory's Comet and Frank Ryan before ending the year with a close second in the Breeders' Crown to his biggest nemesis, Chapter 7. It's one thing to have an unbeaten season, but to do it on the biggest stage calls for a special horse. Wheeling and Dealing, the 2-year-old trotter whose 9 starts this year have all been winning ones, including all 3 legs of the Bridger Series, the Champlain, and both ends of the William Wellwood, including the rich $462,000 final, capping it off with an amazing victory in both the Breeders' Crown Elimination and final. Here's Kenny Middleton.
3 quarters in 1:26.3. Wheeling and Dealing at the top of the stretch leads the way. Don't You Forget It on the outside takes it to him now. Back in the pocket spot, 3rd. Royalty for Life. Teacher needs to find some racetrack to work with. Kicked out off cover comes Major Athens from in 4th now. They're into the final 8th. And Filion opens up 2 now. Wheeling and Dealing kicks away. 2nd to the outside, popped out off the pocket trip is Royalty for Life. But Wheeling and Dealing, he is still undefeated. A perfect 9. And he's won the Breeders' Crown for Filion. 1:56.
Wheeling and Dealing,
is owned by Synergie Stables of Montreal. Trained by Dustin Jones and driven by Sylvain Finial. Earnings at age two total $693,544. And next year's dance card is filled with stake appearances, which to now include the Hambletonian. Number seven, Wheeling and Dealing. At number six is one of the most memorable rivalries in the age pacing division in 2012. It was early summer. Better Than Cheddar was to face his nemesis, foiled again in the Dez Smith Classic Pace, sort of a primer for the both of them for the upcoming season. None of the pundits gave Foiled Again much of a shot, given his dull start leading up to this tougher test. The pundits had it wrong. Foiled Again finished less than a nose behind Better Than Cheddar for the win. From then on, it was on. The two would meet again, this time in the Canadian Pacing Derby, and this time, Foiled Again would take no prisoners and take all the cash, becoming the richest pacer in history.
Better Than Cheddar closing up on the outside. Here comes Foiled Again, who's going to split through horses late with pace. Deep stretch lead, Bittersweet at the inside off three quarters in 120 and four. Better Than Cheddar's coming on. Foiled Again trying to find a seam in between, and it's Foiled Again in the center. The Iron Tough Foiled Again wins the Canadian Pacing Derby. It was Foiled Again over Better Than Cheddar.
Yannick Gingra, who spoke with Woodbine's Rene Kearns right after the race.
What a great season you're having.
Yeah, but I'm driving good horses. You know, you're driving horses like Rock and Roll Dance, Foiled Again, Little Brown Fox. You know, they make my job so much easier. I can't say enough about this horse. He's been a once-in-a-lifetime horse for anybody. And be able to be the richest pacer of all time in a race like this tonight, it's unbelievable. And it just shows what a great horse he is.
Foiled Again was a $20,000 yearling purchase. His lifetime earnings now exceed $4.6 million. Number five. And while he may not be a Yankee Doodle, Billy Davis Jr. became a Canadian dandy when he went to France and conquered the Prix de Recontre at Vincennes Paris. He did it aboard Orage Moselle, and he rode second over cover for much of a 2,100-meter test, winning by a nose. Davis told Trot Insider after the win that he couldn't believe it and that it didn't really sink in until he heard the playing of O Canada. Closer to home we go for our number four story. And when it comes to records, no name says it better than Filion. Hervé Filion. 15,183 wins lifetime, a total which has stood as a record for decades. Over $88 million in purse earnings, with some of his most memorable wins coming in the Little Brown Jug and Prix d'Été aboard Nansemann and Hot Hitter, respectively. But for this native of Angers, Quebec, who drove his first win at a small fair at age 13, his career really started taking off in Ottawa at Rideau-Carlton, and that's where he returned for his farewell.
I had a lot of thrills. That's where, you know, we started off at the Ottawa Valley, you know, like Canuck, and Rideau came on later on, you know. Rideau-Carlton means a lot, you know, to the horsemen in Quebec and in Ontario, like the Ottawa Valley, you know, there's a lot of horses there, so, you know, I'm real pleased, I'm real happy about the whole situation, what's happening for me, you know. I'm going to race there on Sunday in my last hurrah with all my friends, you know, and all the people in the industry of harness racing.
And what a farewell. The Filio magic was still there as Hervé scored a hat-trick performance to an appreciative crowd. Merci, Hervé. Thanks for the memories. We're now down to the top three in our countdown of the top 10 moments in Canadian racing. We talked at the outset of this show about how speed is really what our sport is measured by more than any other racing breed. When you think about it, standardbreds, by definition, are all about speed. They were bred to a standard of speed. And at this year's North American Cup, Thinking Out Loud was a standardbred that combined record-breaking speed with thrills.
As Wavells pushes the button, three across finish coming up in Cup 29. Wild wide and closing is Thinking Out Loud, and Thinking Out Loud is loud and clear to win the North American Cup. 147 and 4/5. stage record performance, he's tied the track and Canadian record. Thinking Out Loud from Off the Pace for Waffles and McIntosh in Cup 29.
And for co-owner Robert McIntosh, the NA Cup victory was a long time coming.
I've knocked on the door, but I've just never, I've always been the bridesmaid and never the bride, so.
And with the win, Thinking Out Loud helped bankroll a career payroll of over $1.2 million. Story number two takes us to Delaware, Ohio, and what else but the Little Brown Jug, where the Canadian connection of trainer Casey Coleman and Scott Zeron in the bike led Michael's Power to the clay claret, and all drank it in heartily.
Pacing going for the lead. That's Michael's Power on the inside. A rock and roll dance on the outside. Sweet Lou between horses into the turn. Michael's Power has the lead. A rock and roll dance on the outside second. Sweet Lou racing third. Opening quarter equaling the fastest quarter ever in the Little Brown Jug. 25-2 at the half in 54. 28-3, second quarter to the backside. Michael's Power and Scott Zeron in command. They go to the three quarters. It's Michael's Power. Three quarters, 122. Third panel in 28. Around the turn, Michael's Power with the lead. Racing three wide on the outside. Comes Thinking Out Loud. Rock and roll dance, nowhere to go. Sweet Lou, nowhere to go. Into the stretch, Michael's Power has the race on top with the lead. Sweet Lou second, it's Michael's Power winning the Little Brown Jug, 155.
Congratulations, winning the jug.
Thank you very much. I just want to make a shout out to my dad. This is for you. That is, I cannot believe I won the Little Brown Jug, 23 years old. I got to thank Casey Coleman, Linda Coleman for taking care of this horse all this year, and the owners and the Snyders for bringing me down to drive him. It's an absolute honor.
And for Scott Zeron, the honor couldn't have happened to a nicer kid. And that's really what the heart of harness racing is all about. The nice guys who finish first. The Cinderella story. Nowhere was that better illustrated than in our number one story on the top 10 moments in Canadian harness racing. It's a story of a trotter that no one else wanted. A tough name did nothing to persuade prospective buyers at the yearling sale. Intimidate entered the sales ring and left, going back to the same owner. A buyback that no one even considered as a prospect. Judith Farrow, at a loss for what to do now, took her unwanted colt to Ottawa area trainer Luc Blais. Intimidate wrote the script from there in the Breeders' Crown at Woodbine this past November.
Picking up the cover, third over, sixth outside, same spot he was in last week as they come to three quarters is Intimidate as he starts to rev up from the backfield for Pierce. Three quarters, 124-4, they turn home. Off stride went Guccio coming out of the final turn. Little Brown Fox takes over command for Gingras. Battling on at the inside is Market Share, giving every single thing he's got. And here comes Intimidate trotting up a storm. And it's Intimidate rolling past them all. Intimidate on the far outside is rolling right on by for Pierce, and there is no stopping the Intimidate Express.
In typical Cinderella fashion, Intimidate came from well back to take the golden crown, a testament to the hope that springs eternal in our sport, a hope that no threat by any bureaucrat, politician, or hostile partner could ever dampen. That's our look at the top 10 of 2012 in Canadian racing. On behalf of all of us at Trot Radio and Standardbred Canada, this is Norm Borg wishing you all a happy and hopeful new year.